Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Mark Wilson. He's a swine reproductive physiologist at Zinpro. Great to see you, Mark.
Great to see you. Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Well, you know, sow longevity is getting a lot of attention in the industry, and I know you were at the 2018 Lehman Conference, and you and John Dean were on a program together. What is it about sow longevity in your mind? Why has this become such a big problem for the industry?
There are several factors that are important in it. The one is that we are not getting enough of our gilts and first parity animals actually making it into the herd for at least second parity. And so what you see and what that does is it increases the cost for each piglet born in that scenario so that we our production cost goes up on the piglets that we make. A second factor that becomes an additive disadvantage if we don't get more longevity is we don't get the opportunity of the very best pigs are produced in parities 2 through probably 5. And what you find is that colostrum content of parity 1 and then parities 6 and above tend to be, or 7 and above, tend to be that they have lower colostral quality and piglet performance tends to decrease in both first parity and the older parities.
But it wasn't always this way. What are we doing wrong?
It is an issue with the production push and for a bigger and bigger litter size, getting gilts prepared properly, that as we go to a leaner, faster growing animal, that we are having to learn and modify maybe what are the best techniques and the best feeding regimes to do to get these animals prepared so that they stay in the herd longer.
Is it a question of haste making waste? I mean, do we just need to slow down? What's the answer?
That's not always it. It can get into problems like with heat checking gilts that they don't use the correct bores. It can be things like that they aren't giving enough time exposure to the bores. Direct contact is very, very important with the bores, and a lot of them still run the bore fence line and think that's enough stimulation to actually get those animals into heat. The two biggest losses that we have in first parity are reproductive performance and lameness. So locomotion score, problems with the issue of lameness is a big issue both in gilts and in first parity. And so they get removed from the herd early due to those two production reasons.
Well, lameness, I guess, is something that you can readily see, but it really starts with inflammation, is that correct?
Most of the time, that is correct. Inflammation is really the more problematic thing behind lameness because inflammation creates a longer-term effect on metabolism. So if you get a chronic case that this sow's been lame for a long period of time, it means she's getting more and more signals to release to that are telling it to upregulate inflammation to try to get her healed up. That impacts the amount of nutrients then that are left for lactation, growth, and then even reproductive performance. So that's why reproductive performance tends to be a really big problem in first parity animals that after they're weaned their first litter, a lot of those animals don't come back because they didn't eat enough in lactation or they had an inflammatory problem. And so thus they're culled and removed from the system. So it keeps our expense up on those early parities on production of their pigs.
Now I know inflammation is a concern in any species, including humans, but how do you know it's there?
Indicators that tell you you have inflammation. One, fever is a direct consequence a lot of times of inflammation. If you see animals that aren't eating what you would expect them to, that's probably another indicator of inflammation. Lameness is a little simpler with inflammation because they demonstrate it with how they stand in the crate. They're moving their feet. They can't find a way to get comfortable. They tend to lay down quicker than any of the other sows in the farrowing room or out in gestation if they've got a lameness problem. And so you can pick up with cues like that that will tell you, oh, wow, I better fix something here and try to help that animal out.
And what needs fixing?
The first thing we're really after is, can we help reduce this issue of the inflammatory responses? It also is important with the whole thing of lameness is picking the correct structural design of the animal. And sometimes we don't do a good enough, we don't teach our people even be good enough at looking at the quality of, you know, what's the structural component so that they walk on their feet as correctly as possible. Second one is the better you can develop those hooves and the keratinocyte tissue in the horn tissue, the more durable it is, the more resilient it is to preventing damage. Once you do get a damaged foot, what happens is now it's a lot tougher to get the keratinocytes to fill in and actually grow like they're supposed to. And the biggest problem in that is you've got to reduce the inflammatory issues.
Well, and also you're opening it up to bacteria and everything else at that point.
Yes, there's certain lesions that will do that. That is correct. So particularly like the white line lesion is one lesion that gets into that kind of problem. So that's a great response.
So what can we do to try to reduce this situation and to make these sows more comfortable and certainly more productive?
You want to look for anything that you can do to remove stressors from animals. So different stressors have different immunological release and how much they'll respond or how little they respond. Inflammation is not bad. Inflammation is very necessary for the support of life. It's a protection mechanism for the animal. What happens is when inflammation continues and it keeps staying chronic, now we get an increased release of these, what we call cytokines, and they're small protein compounds that create these responses to tell it to release certain kinds of products of the immune system to help battle and fight this. And the body learns and knows most of these we do. We do things like in gilts that we will give the vaccination too close to the time when we actually want to breed them. Now what you have is you have the vaccine titer going up. Mm-hmm. They're getting a greater inflammatory response. And so what happens? Reproduction decreases. So what you want to make sure of on those kind of things is do your vaccines early enough that you give them enough days, at least a minimum of 14, more likely 21-day gap from their last vaccination. And what you'll find is you'll get much better breeding responses off your gilts.
Is there anything else you can do environmentally in terms of the housing, the lighting, the water?
Water is a very important ingredient. We often way overlook water. The better your water quality, the more that it is close to a neutral pH or just a slightly acidic pH is probably your best water. Preventing things like bacteria getting into the water lines from wells, etc. They showed some very interesting data yesterday in one of the sessions on gilts showing that the ones that didn't use treated well water, that they had a very big differential in the number that were actually being removed from the herd and the number that actually die. And so they had a higher death rate. So water is a very critical element, very important to the immune system. If we get, we've had examples in different parts of the world that where if you get E. coli levels in the water, that actually shuts down the reproductive system because the follicle will actually pick up that LPS or endotoxin is in the system, which is very toxic to the animal. the animal wants to try to clean it up as quickly as it can before it goes back to good reproduction. So it tells it, when it picks that up, it tells the system to change the hormone. It lowers the amount of progesterone particularly, and we don't get the same response estrus-wise from those animals. A lot of times you can't get them bred. So things like that, the bacterial problems, can be a real problematic issue.
Could antibiotics be helpful in reducing the inflammation?
They can, and again, it's certain inflammations for sure that are important, and we want to be very judicious with how we use antibiotics. So you want to make sure it's an antibiotic, or a veterinarian has tested this, that you know what you're targeting. One that a lot of people do is trying to target for the issue of lameness, or if it's claw lesion lameness, what happens is giving a shot to that animal will probably have virtually no effect because you don't have enough blood flow in the feet to get enough drug down there to take care of inflammation.
Because it would seem that nutrition would play a big role in managing lameness or at least controlling inflammation.
And it does. We get a lot of pressure and a lot of discussion about, well, what minerals do you have there? And which mineral source do you use, this kind of thing. And that's not the point of this discussion on inflammation. What is interesting, the real problematic thing is inflammation itself. And inflammation decreases the proliferation of the keratinocytes, which are the cells that wrap around the horn tubules that create the density of these outer horn tissue. So if you damage that and you have inflammation, what happens is they don't grow the horn tissue back very well and they never get healed up. So the more you can create a body system, better horn quality to start with, and then have this inflammatory wave that it takes care of that inflammatory thing, that makes a very big difference in how the feet heal up and correct themselves.
Well, this is certainly a lot to consider, but what would be some takeaway messages for pork producers who want to certainly do a better job with sow longevity, but then just looking at the overall welfare of the animal as well?
Our welfare is a very important thing. We're all interested in that. The issue for me, and with my background and degree, my interest is reproduction. What I know, if you look at the cascade, how nutrients are utilized, reproduction's one of the last. So that's why we always talk about reproduction's a luxury. So what you find is the more stressors we can reduce and the more we can have the immune system running at a nice stable level and protecting from the gut, this kind of thing, and doing those things at the right level. It's when we get them and they get out of control, that's what creates our problems. And it starts to impact growth performance. It impacts reproductive performance. The sow will try to do all she can to take care of those pigs to nurse them.